the hassle to get a test, but I wasn't going to go through that. And I just sat home and I did my prescription cough syrup from when I've had bronchitis before. And I felt fine in 5 days. I'm back to work. I'm back driving a truck. I was a little weak on last Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I woke up and I felt pretty bad. And I called in, didn't go to work. And I got the test. This thing, they're saying all over the world that this isn't that bad, that it isn't killing people, that it's putting them in the hospital. But a lot of these people that are being put in the hospital are people that are showing up for something else and then coming up positive for COVID from the admittance test. You know, when they're admitted to the hospital, they're given a COVID test. So this just isn't even driving. You know, it's not even driving. I heard a number from the CDC that 40% of the kids in the hospital from this COVID were there for something else. You know, like showing up for a broken leg or stitches or something and ended up with, you know, had COVID.
Well, Mark, can I tell you, I have a doctor friend who contracted COVID, tested positive. She's not prescribing anything for herself. Nothing. Not zinc.
Yeah. You know, like I took the cough syrup, and I felt, you know, it cleared up my sinuses. And by Monday morning, I woke up, I felt fine. But I stayed home from work on Monday just to be careful, you know, just to be
and are
sure
you back,
you know, I wasn't just,
are you, you back
know.
Are you back to work, Mark?
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I haul dirt around town. I work by myself, so I don't run a risk of infecting anybody even if I was. You know
there
I mean?
You go. Hey Mark, I gotta run. I'm coming up to the end of the hour. Coming up, new inflation numbers are in and they're not good for the Biden administration. We'll talk about that with Keith Skipper, Regional Communications Director for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah, many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Omicron surge may be headed for a rapid drop in the U.S. and Britain.
The variant has proved so contagious that just a month and a half after the first cases were detected in the U.K. and the United States, it's running out of people to infect. Scientists say there are signs that Britain's wave of new daily coronavirus infections is dropping from a record peak and is about to do the same in the United States. Models from the University of Texas predict daily cases in the U.S. crested this week, while the University of Washington's model projects cases will peak by January 19th and then fall sharply, much like what happened in South Africa. Even with a drop-off, COVID deaths and pressure on hospitals will continue for weeks, and experts warn that much is still uncertain about the next phase of the pandemic. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at townhall.com, Senate Republicans raising a record $28.6 million in campaign cash in the final quarter of 2021. Bob Agnew with that report.
The successful quarter brings the total to just under $105 million for all of 2021. Republican fundraising point man Senator Rick Scott of Florida offered a caustic compliment to his political foes for the record-setting quarter. He thanks Minority Leader Charles Schumer and what he calls the radical Senate Democrats. Scott says GOP fundraising has enjoyed a surge in response to what he calls the Democrats' focus on abolishing the filibuster eliminating voter ID requirements and reckless spending sprees. Bob Agner reporting.
The U.S. last month posting its smallest monthly budget deficit in 2 years. That was thanks to a rebounding economy that helped boost tax receipts, coupled with slower spending as some COVID relief programs ended. The Treasury Department reported the December deficit of $21.3 billion was the smallest monthly deficit since a $13 billion shortfall in December of 2019. A higher close on Wall Street, the Dow up 39 points, the NASDAQ ahead 35. More at townhall.com.
Struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas, on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at WaffleBrothers.com.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate continues to go up. The county's 14-day rolling rate is now 31.3%, nearly 10 percentage points higher than the 21.5% ceiling, which was hit during last year's winter surge, just as vaccines were being made available. But using the CDC's 7-day average, Clark County's rate was 42.68%. Nevada's test positivity has also jumped up in the state to 28.5%. That's up from 26.3% on Monday. State health officials say the Omicron variant now accounts for 83% of the cases in Clark County and 67% statewide. Go big or go home. The Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority has committed $40 million to hosting Super Bowl 58, the largest non-capital event ever spent by a single event by the LVCVA. Tourism officials say the economic impact of the game could be as much as $500 million in Southern Nevada. Super Bowl 58 is scheduled for February 11th, 2024. The NFL Pro Bowl is here in February, and the NFL Draft will be here in April.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Looks like you're up to freeway speeds there through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're about 55 to 60 miles per hour between Oakey and Russell. You're bumper-to-bumper, though, into the downtown area through that construction zone, especially 515 westbound at Eastern, also slow 515 eastbound at Main Street.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday Hump Day edition of Live and Local. The new consumer price index numbers are out, and the news is not good. The consumer price index rose by 7% compared to last year. It was 6.8% the previous month. It's just incredible what's going on out there, and it's impacting all of us, every nationality, every age group, ethnic background. It doesn't matter. It's a tax on all of us. And the guy that can break it all down for us is our buddy Keith Skipper, the Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. Keith, how you been, my friend?
Doing great, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Good, good, good. No complaints. Tell me what this means, this 7% number, higher than the last number we had, which I think was 6.8%. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I mean, in the month of December, consumer prices went up nationally by 7%. And the really scary thing is that when you look in at the data, they break it out by region. Nevada is in what they call the mountain region. Along with Arizona, Idaho, Montana, a couple other states. And if you look at that, it was actually worse than the national average in the fact that it was up by 8.6% last month. That means we're paying more for gas and bacon and eggs and diapers and furniture and used cars and, you know, everything that we need to get along, get by in our daily lives are more expensive. And it's a tax on really our middle class and low income families in this state.
Really sad. We were told by the president and by his people that this was going to be transitory. And that's a bunch of months ago. What happened to this transitory thing?
Yeah, I mean, we knew at the time when he said that was insulting and a joke. Because, I mean, just look at the new records that it's setting. I mean, December's increase was the highest increase in, what, I think about 40 years, 39 years. Core consumer prices, you know, if you're excluding food and energy, rose by 5.5%. That's the largest increase since 1991. These are not things that are transitory. These are not things that the Biden administration, you know, they claim that, you know, the wealthiest among us are the ones that feel inflation. No, I mean, the people that feel it the most are the families that are, you know, just getting by to put a house over their head and food on the table, and, you know, middle-class families that are trying to save for their kids to go to college. Those savings accounts, or those kinds of things get smaller and smaller as you're paying more and more for everyday items at the grocery store or, you know, putting gas in your car.
The president has been bragging almost every time he gets in front of a microphone about wage gains, jobs created, even though the job numbers are less than projected, less than half of what were projected. Can you talk a little bit about jobs and just normal people and how any wage gains are going to be offset by this Biden inflation?
Yeah, this Biden inflation is completely wiped out even the most nominal wage gains, with the average hourly earnings actually going down 2.4% from the previous December in 2020. When you pay more for items and you're not getting more money, and as a result, your wages are actually decreasing. And that's the problem that we're seeing here. And especially when you look at a state like Nevada, which still has one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. So so not only are people not getting back to work in this state because of Governor Sisolak's policies. Now, Governor Sisolak, the president that Governor Sisolak campaigned for, is wiping out wage gains for people that people saw under the previous administration when, President Trump was bringing historic wage increases to this state. That's just being completely wiped out by this administration and their inflation crisis. And they have they have no solution for this. In fact, what they want to do would actually make it worse in the fact that, they are trying like heck to strong-arm Senator Joe Manchin to go back on his promise not to support Build Back Broke and pass that legislation that would just be more spending and would overheat this economy more. And thankfully, Joe Manchin has been a voice of reason while our Catherine Cortez Masto has just been going along to get along and has no problem working on behalf of Joe Biden and his administration, even if it comes at the expense of Nevada.
Keith Skipper joining us, by the way. He's the regional communication director for the Republican National Committee. So he admittedly has a bias. But I got to ask you, Steve Sisolak, you mentioned his name. Everywhere I go, people are telling me they can't find tests. They can't get a test. And they're being strong-armed into getting vaccines with the mandates and all of that stuff. Can you talk a little bit about the Sisolak record when it comes to something simple like getting tests into the hands of people?
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow, the governor just announced a couple hours ago that he was going to, have one of his COVID-19 media veils tomorrow, and he's going to talk about the testing crisis. But, what's there to say? I mean, we've all, we've seen the reports. We've seen, in some cases, I've seen lines of people trying to get these tests, and they're not able to. And this is one of those things that Steve Sisolak and Joe Biden and, Jen Psaki and Ron Klain, the chief of staff for the president, they all went after the president, the former president, President Trump, when testing was an issue at the beginning of this crisis. And the president was able to ramp up and was able to get tests to people and was able to get anybody that needed a test to test. Now we have Democrats like Sisolak and Biden who have just completely squandered all that, and people are frustrated. And it's even worse than the fact that you're looking at, things where you have to take a test just to do everyday life, if you want to travel abroad, you have to take a test. If you want to come back to the States, you need to take a test. In some cases, if you want to go to a show, an arena, you need to take a test or you have to get a vaccine. But yet these tests are unavailable. So what can Steve Sisolak say? I mean, he's had months to, ramp up. Omicron, this was a thing that we had heard could spike cases a month ago now. And where was he a month ago in preparing for this? He was with his head in the sand, obviously seeing that the more he talks about COVID and his mandates and his regulations and reminding people about how terribly he's handled this whole thing, the lower his poll numbers go. So he's just kind of hid from folks over the last few weeks. And now he wants to come out and try to put our minds at ease. No, you've had your opportunity. This has been a derelict of duty. It's incompetent leadership at its worst. And November really can't come soon enough. And we got to replace this guy with a Republican governor who is going to, not only shut down, this virus, but not going to shut down this economy and is going to, do what we have to do to have a balance in our lives.
Is there a state role for getting, because there's a debate going on in Washington. Joe Biden essentially arguing with himself as to whether the COVID-19 issue can be solved by the federal government or should it be handed off to the states? What is the answer to that question? I mean, I keep getting mixed messages from D.C.
Well, I mean, President Biden seems to be finally coming around to what President Trump's position was almost from the beginning of this pandemic, which is that the states know how to handle this. And if you look at states like Texas and Florida, Arizona, states with strong Republican governors, they have shown that you can lead and you can find a way to make a balance of this. If you look at the economy, 17 of the best economies in this in this 17 of, out of 20 of the best economies in this country are led by Republicans. They have found a way to have a balance. Now it seems that Biden's kind of coming around to that, but if you look at even how some of these Democrat governors have handled this virus, do you really even trust them? That's the scariest part about this. In a state like Nevada or California, state of Washington, Oregon, I mean, those governors, when they've had the opportunity to kind of be the ones that lead and be the one, you know, take the ball and run with it, they've fumbled it, and it's been a disaster. And so, you know, what are we going to do here? We've got to be able to, you know, like I said, I mean, our next course of action is going to have to be, our best course of action, I should say, is going to have to be at the ballot box in November when we put a Republican in that office in Carson City. But in the meantime, we've got to make sure that we are putting the pressure on Steve Sisolak to get the job done here, and remember that there are more than just people's physical health at stake here. Their financial health is at stake. Their mental health is at stake. You know, we've seen how terrible shutting down schools has been for our students and our kids' mental health. Now all of a sudden we have Clark County School District closing down again for 5 days. And Steve Sisolak is just, again, not showing any leadership on protecting students. So, you know, well, again, our best course of action is going to be replacing him in November. But in the meantime, we've got to keep his feet to the fire.
Keith, I got to ask you, the president is going to Capitol Hill to have lunch with Senate Democrats in the next couple of days. They have a vote scheduled for Monday on the voting rights bills, the John Lewis bill, and the other Voting Rights Act renewal. My question is, what happens at the end of the day? Will he be able to get the votes? Will he get Sinema? Will he get Joe Manchin to come over to their side? What do you see in your crystal ball?
I mean, when you know, what they need is for Manchin and Sinema to turn their, to go back on their word when it comes to protecting the filibuster. My crystal ball says that they're going to hold firm because, you know, what we've seen out of the far left, I can tell you from a Republican's point of view, who has seen this happen to Republicans that I've worked for, you know, the far left base goes nuts, and they take it too far, whether it's, you know, following Kyrsten Sinema into a bathroom and recording her while she's in a bathroom, or harassing, you know, Joe Manchin wherever he is, you know, if he's at home and, you know, at the, you know, and he can't have any privacy without these crazy activists coming for him. That's just going to, I think, get them to dig their heels in further, and I hope so, because they, you know, they want to protect the voices of Americans, whereas you know, these Democrats such as Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and Catherine Cortez Masto, they're just determined to do whatever they can to get the federal government to hostily take over our election process. I mean, you got to remember that part of this bill requires pre-clearance of states to get approval from the Department of Justice for making any kind of common sense legislative changes to their local election processes. Do we really trust Merrick Garland, you know, and the DOJ, who has been, you know, as we've seen, complicit in, you know, labeling parents terrorists at school board meetings? Do you expect that Department of Justice to have such power that they're going to say yes or no to a state when they want to make changes to their own election processes? Absolutely not. But that's what Catherine Cortez Masto and Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer want to do. And hopefully, and I believe, Steve, that Sinema and Manchin will hold true and not change that filibuster and protect the voices of Americans across this country.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this all plays out. Do you think there will be a vote on Monday?
I hope so. I would love to get, you know, Catherine Cortez Masto truly on record with a vote. So, I mean, Chuck Schumer, please bring it up for a vote.
let's count the votes on Monday.
Yeah, let's do it.
I love that. Keith, always good, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on.
There you go. Keith Skipper, Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. 2 small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love it because gentleman Jim Dallas has one of the best jobs in the world. His charge is to take a look at the World Wide Web for some of the offbeat stories that maybe don't make it to Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. But you've got one from one of my favorite places on the planet, and a place I've been, gosh, 4 or 5 times, 6 times maybe. It's a beautiful place, Key West, Florida.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I've been to Florida, but not that far south. That is the southernmost point in the United States. And it's to kind of give you a visual, those who haven't been there or seen it, it looks like a giant kettle. and it's maybe 7 or 8, 10 feet high, and it's round, and it says this is the southernmost point in the U.S.